Welcome to the Something to Think About podcast, where we take a closer look at what the Bible says about common questions. I am Andre Palmer. Welcome back as we continue our look on interacting with God. Last week, we looked on the different types of memory, where we talk about memories from the soul versus memories from the spirit. This week, we'll be diving deeper into the first key, which is making a request known to God.
So the setup for this now is that there's a system that God has implemented for how his people should respond when they have problems. There's a system, there's a cycle. It will help you, the cycle will help you to sleep better at night. If you're having difficulty sleeping, if you follow this spirit-driven system that God has set in place through scripture, it will allow you to sleep at night. If you have never had a good night rest and you follow this system that God has set in place, you will fall asleep. This is something that has been tested by time. So fair enough, before you go to bed, you're thinking about the problem. You're thinking about ways to which you can find solutions. According to Romans 2:15, the conscience kicks in and argues for and against a decision that you're trying to make. So it's like you have a child that is giving problem, for example, and you're trying to decide, what is it that am I going to do? One side is saying, kick out the child out of the house because they're giving trouble. The other side is saying, no, I cannot do that because it's my child. Where are they going to go? If they're in my house, they will be taken care of. Because when they go outside, they're not taking care of themselves. And you battle with that decision for a while. It might last for months. It might last for years. But here it is that when you compare the two sides, the spirit asks for help, but the soul is complaining about the problem. And here's the thing, when you complain and echo the problem over and over and over again, and I'm asking everybody now this question, did a solution come by complaining? Did the situation change by complaining? It stays the same. And there's an example. Jesus was walking through the town and there was a blind man. Blind Bartimaeus was sitting by the roadside. He heard that Jesus was coming. He never seen him. Heard. And when Jesus was nearby, he started to shout. There was somebody beside him and said, shut up your mouth because you're disturbing the people. And he shouted even louder, Son of David, Jesus, have mercy on me. Jesus stopped and he asked him, what do you want? He never said, from a barn till now, me couldn't see. He said, I want to see. And Jesus said, your faith has made you well. I wonder if you're picking up the pattern. He did not complain about his situation. Jesus asked him a direct question, what do you want? At that point in time, his only need was to see. And instantly, it never happened tomorrow, never happened years down the line, instantly he received his sight. So the pattern is, if you ask God and make a request, he will grant your request. There's also a scripture in Daniel that before he decided to pray, the answer was on its way. So Daniel humbled himself in prayer to seek understanding about what was going on. And he made requests to God. And before him decides he's going to pray, the answer was on its way. So there's a pattern that we should look on. And there are five keys. I call them the five keys to developing a fruitful prayer life as a Christian. The first one is to make your request known before going to sleep. So all the problems that you're facing throughout the day is piling up. You're on the road every day and you're tired. Your boss comes with a last minute request before you leave, and you have to deal with it because it's important. Your child called you because something happened at home that needs your attention. Something happened throughout the day that needs your, only you alone can fix that problem. On top of that, you may be going through sickness. So you have to manage your sickness, eat on time, make sure you are taking care of yourself on top of all the problems that you have. But the first key to unlocking a fruitful prayer life is making your request known to God before you go to your bed. It's a transformational way of praying. Lamentations 2:19 says, "Get up, cry out at night, every hour on the hour. Pour out your heart like water in the presence of the Lord. Lift up your hands to him in prayer for the life of your little children who faint from hunger at every street corner." So here it is that you see all the problems that is going on. Here it is that you're thinking about, how is it that I'm going to ask for solutions? Where they're going to come from? What am I going to do? But Paul instructs the church saying, make your request known to God. And the writer of Lamentations gives us a specific time to pray before you go to your bed. The reason being, and there, why is this important? And there are four reasons why it's important for you to make your request known to God before you go to sleep. One, it allows you to clear your mind before you go to bed. So fair enough, you have a lot going on. You're processing everything that is going on throughout the day. And you're trying to decide that, how am I going to deal with this? I'm going to do this tomorrow. I'm going to start out that tomorrow. I'm going to deal with this. All right, I can cook this in the morning. This can be breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And you're thinking about everything. But here it is that God is saying that it helps you to clear your mind before you go to sleep. Peter said, be sober-minded. Jesus said, be alert, be watchful, so that they will not catch you off guard. A lot of times when problems come, it's because it catches us off guard. Because we're thinking about problems that Jesus Christ only can fix. Things catch us off guard because we're not prepared. We should be watching for what is going on so that we can echo the request to God for help. The second reason, it enables you to have sweet sleep. When you clear your mind, there's nothing disturbing you from falling asleep. Nothing. When you really make your request known, everything that is on your heart, in the deepest, darkest part that lock up with key, that even Jesus Christ can access that area. If you echo that to God, it allows you to fall asleep very quickly. And it's the sweetest sleep you can ever have when you echo your request to God. The third reason is that it makes it easier for God to talk to you in your dreams. And this is very important because God speaks to his people through visions and dreams, according to Joel 2:28. When he speaks to you in your dreams, he gives you warning. That warning is instruction to change your ways. It's warnings about preventing you from falling into the pit. The warning also comes with instruction of what to do. And the warning prevents you from dying. So if you miss the information that God is giving to you in your sleep because you cannot sleep, how is it that the solution is going to come? Chances are you have been praying in your heart for a solution and God has been speaking to you for years. And you have been ignoring the instruction because your mind is not clear. The other thing, no, God speaks to you in your dreams to give you vision of things to come. So that's prophecies, no. You get a prophetic word in your dream about things to come. So he is instructing you to prepare you for something else. So that's why it's important for you to clear your mind. Because God will give you prophetic instruction of how to manifest his glory in the earth. So you're not manifesting because you're not making your request known to God. You hug up the problem too much. And the last reason, it prevents you from worrying. So you might think that you're not worrying about a problem and you're going through the situation, you're handling it very well. The only thing is happening is that you're burying it. Because in your subconscious mind, you're thinking about the issue. You want a solution, you're not sure how to deal with it. You might not talk about it, but it's there. So how can you use this key? Matthew 7:7 is the answer. Ask and you will receive. Search and you will find. Knock and the door will be open for you. So before you go to bed, you have a long list. God, make provision for the bills. I ask you for a solution to deal with this problem at work. God, give me a strategy so I can finish all these assignments on time. God, show me how can I organize this thing in such a way that it can bring a closure to this situation. God, I am fearful about making this decision. What should I do? Give me an answer because this is bothering me. God, please save my family member because they're acting up this way. God, and the list goes on and on. If you want a car, God, give me a car because you're making your request known before you go to your bed. God, please heal my body because this and this is a problem. And the reason why you're doing it is because his name will be glorified by the solution manifesting in your life. When you get that car, you said that God has blessed me with a vehicle. That is different from, you know, me buy one new car. It's different. When somebody asks you, a long time in a seat on the bus, yes, because God has blessed me with a vehicle. As opposed to, you know, say, me buy one car. It's different. His name is echoed throughout the earth. If somebody see and say, you know, you look different. Oh, what happened? God has been good to me. His name is being echoed because he has been good to you. He has met that need that you have prayed for. So that is how you use that first key of making your request known to God before you go to your bed.
And that's our show. Thanks for listening. I release a new episode of this podcast every Tuesday, wherever you listen to your podcast. If you find this information useful, please share this episode with a friend. This podcast was also brought to you by RemlaMinistries.com, resources to help you on your Christian journey, study guides, counseling, and more. For more information, visit our website at www.remlaministries.com.